This is the latest More to the Story from WNCW. I'm Paul Foster. Big news has broken. Charlotte is already home to professional sports teams like the Charlotte Hornets of the NBA, the NFL's Carolina Panthers, and now Steve Harrison from WFAE joins us. And Steve, I understand you've got some big news.
Yeah, that's right. Major League Soccer was in town to announce that Charlotte will be a new member of the Soccer League, its 30th team. This was expected. But the fact that Charlotte has a team is a little bit of a surprise, because there have been other cities around the country that have been kind of working toward this for years and years. And what happened here is that David Tepper, who bought the Panthers in 2018, came in and said he wanted to do soccer and made this happen very quickly. And when you're worth about $11 billion, you can make things happen quickly. And that's what happened.
Yeah, David Tepper was certainly focused on this. And on Tuesday morning, as we're talking, the speculation of the announcement came to be true. The event, I understand, was held at the Mint Museum. Who all besides David Tepper was at the event?
So that's right. It was at the Mint Museum in Uptown Charlotte. Major League Soccer Commissioner Don Garber was here to make the official announcement. Charlotte Mayor Vi Lyles, of course, other elected officials. They had soccer fans there, all sorts of dignitaries. It was a pretty elaborate announcement slash party. The city, of course, is a big player in this because they have pledged $110 million in public money to help bring the team to Charlotte.
Yes, I had understood there was an incentive package from city council. We know David Tepper's net worth is huge. His background, of course, owner, as we've already mentioned, of the Charlotte Hornets, now of this Major League Soccer team. But what about the overall majority of costs when you break it down? How does the taxpayer play a part?
Well, so the money that's been pledged, the $110 million, comes from kind of what the city calls tourism taxes. That's money that's levied on hotel and motel rooms, as well as restaurant and bar tabs in the county. So by state law, that money can only be used for tourism type projects. Now, there's kind of an argument that, well, the hotel motel room taxes are paid by visitors. I think that's mostly true. The restaurant and the bar tabs, I mean, that is money that the Charlottians, I mean, they pay for most of that when they eat out. This will not, you know, impact the property tax rate or the city's general fund budget, but the public is paying for this. Local Charlottians are paying for it. And it's going to be interesting to see this money that's going to go to soccer, what it could have paid for instead. There was some the Discovery Place, the Children's Museum in Uptown, wants to do a huge renovation. The city had set aside money for that. We're going to have to see, will that impact the plans for Discovery Place? So there's still a lot of questions, and the city council here still has to take a formal vote on that $110 million.
Steve, I think it's safe to say that Charlotte and the Carolinas as a whole have taken to the sport of soccer in recent years. Now, we may not have been able to say that, you know, many years ago, but how do you feel about Charlottians and the rest of the Carolinas supporting this sport?
So, yeah, there have been a lot of international matches at Bank of America Stadium where the Panthers play, and they've drawn very well. Some of the European teams have played here. Those have done pretty well. I think one interesting thing will be Major League Soccer generally prefers that their teams play in these smaller soccer-specific stadiums, about 25,000, 30,000 people. The idea, it creates this really intimate atmosphere, and they're going to play in a 75,000-seat stadium. MLS, there are some teams that do play in soccer stadiums. The new Atlanta team plays in the Mercedes-Benz Dome where the Falcons play. They've filled that stadium. The Seattle team, they play in the Seahawks Stadium. They've also filled that. But generally, MLS, they don't have to fill 70,000 seats at a time. And so we'll have to kind of see what the stadium, what the environment is like. I mean, even if you pack 40,000 people in there, which is a great crowd, that still leaves 30,000 Upper Bowl seats empty. So is that the best environment? We kind of have to see. Maybe they sell out and they fill it every time. Who knows?
This is WNCW's weekly interview session with a member of the media. Right now, our discussion continues with WFAE Public Radio in Charlotte's Steve Harrison. Steve attended Tuesday morning's press conference and announcement of Major League Soccer on its way to the Queen City. So, Steve, how long from now are we talking before the sport gets underway, the first official game in Charlotte?
So they're going to play in 2021. It is a spring and summer, mostly a spring and summer sport. So they've got to kind of move pretty quickly, considering we're about to start 2020. So they will kind of sit out, have one season to plan, and then they will be in right after that as a 30th team.
Thank you for your inside information from WFAE Public Radio in Charlotte, Steve Harrison. Steve's been with us a lot throughout 2019. And Steve, we thank you very much, and we wish you Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
You too. Thank you.
This programming note about More to the Story, because a week from today is Christmas Day. More to the Story will be back 2 weeks from now. At that time, we'll have a review show of some of the top items we discussed with members of our media in 2019, a recap as we talk with those reporters that help us out each week from Asheville to Greenville to Charlotte to the High Country to the Foothills and even WFAE Public Radio at times. We'll have more news items to no doubt jump into in a new year of 2020. We thank you so much for listening. That's the conclusion of today's More to the Story, which is also available as a podcast at WNCW.org. I'm Paul Foster.